OFM Book Talk, the stories behind the writers.
Janine Lazarus made her name as an investigative journalist back in the 90s. Now, one of the most famous cases she reported on was the Norwood serial rapist killer, Cobus Heldenaes. She wrote a whole book about his story. She joins us tonight on the show. Thanks so much for taking the time to chat to us, Janine.
Thank you so much for the invitation. So nice talking to you.
Listen, let's quickly start our conversation by firstly taking a step back and quickly run us through the Norwood rapist for some of us who aren't too familiar with the story.
Okay, I was living in Norwood at the time. It was around 91, 92, and he started off, his name is Cobus Heldenaes. He started off by stealing initially and by raping two women within a 2.5 kilometer radius of my block of flats. So I was right in the epicenter of his reign of terror. And unfortunately, like most psychopaths or killers, morphed into murders. And he raped and killed five women, four of which were, as I said, within a 2.5 kilometer radius of my block of flats. And interestingly, I fit his kill profile because the women had long dark hair, they were medium bold, and they were about my height. Although he has said later that he never particularly chose a kind of a type.
This whole story didn't scare you off at all. It actually enticed you. Quickly tell us about your involvement in the story and the case, because it has become quite personal for you.
Ronaldo, I broke just about every rule in the newsroom guidebook. I became part of the story. And I've been a journalist for the last 36 years. You don't cross the line. But I was just absolutely determined to make the story my own. So the police told me off the record that he was a policeman living at the Norwood Police Barracks just behind my block of flats. And they used me as a decoy. They stayed in my flat for a couple of weeks, and I walked down Iris Road in Grand Avenue past the Norwood Police Station in the barracks in an effort to lure him out. So I really broke, as I said, every rule in the newsroom guidebook.
Why is that? What's the fascination, or where does the fascination come from for you?
I think I represent probably 70% or more than 70% of the female population who are addicted to crime scenes. But beyond that, news was in my blood. It still is. It's part of my DNA. And I wanted to grab the story, and I would have done absolutely anything to get it. I mean, yes, I felt fear. I lived with a big cricket bat next to my bed in case he crawled in through my bedroom window. He would scale up the drain pipes and climb into the victim's windows. I mean, I lived on the edge, Ronaldo. I danced with a lot of darkness, and all I was concerned about was getting an exclusive on the story and beating the opposition.
We've also seen a lot of interest recently with regards to this type of story, crime being a very big number drawer. Why did you decide to package this book so many years later?
It's been a 30-year journey, a 27-year journey. I mean, I've had my friends, people I coach, because I do a lot of writing skills training, creative corporate journalism. I've had friends badgering me for years. And then I just decided I've always wanted to write a book, and I think everybody has a book within them. So this one took me probably 2.5 years. It's not a long book, but it is my story, and I believe it's very authentic. It's very gritty, and it makes me feel quite naked. It's not necessarily a cerebral read. It's not that kind of book, but it is my own journey, and it is a personal crime memoir.
Who should read this book?
Well, anybody who loves crime, anybody who is interested in this kind of genre, I think, well, I hope will like it. We all know that Devil's Door has garnered incredible attention. So, but I think this story is quite unique in that, you know, I was involved probably too closely in the apprehension of the Norwood serial killer.
Touching on that point, the book also explores newsroom ethics and procedures and crossing the line, like you've mentioned. I would imagine this becomes a must-read for someone in media or someone in journalism.
Yeah, well, I think so. I mean, I'm probably going to get quite a lot of criticism from journalists who were loftier than me. Remember that back in the 90s, political reporters, political editors were the elitists. Mm. I certainly wasn't. I was at the lower end of the food chain. I was just a crammer. So I think I expect some criticism, and one must. You know, we're in the media. But I think the story will resonate with a lot of my peers. You must understand that this was happening during that I don't think we can call it a heady time, but it was 2 years, 2 years before the country moved into its new dispensation. So it was a township war. Madiba had just become our president. There was the Boy Patong massacre. So it set in that very volatile time as we transitioned. And it also talks to newsrooms. You know, there was no internet. It was shoe leather to the ground.
On that note, I'm quite excited to dig into the book. I won't ask you to expose too much because people should be reading the book. We'll post a few links to the book and bookstores online on ofm.co.za. But thank you so much for the time, and congratulations once again on this, what looks to be very enticing and thrilling book.
Thank you so much, Ronaldo. And just as a parting shot, there is a television series that is also it's in pre-production and development on my book, so I'm extremely excited.
Well, congratulations on that.
OFM Book Talk, the stories behind the writers. Listen to the full interview online at ofm.co.za.